We turn to the Harvey Weinstein story now. Many famous actresses came out over the weekend disavowing the Hollywood producer's decades of alleged sexual harassment, including names like Meryl Streep and Judi Dench. We spoke with Melissa Silverstein, publisher and founder of Women in Hollywood, and asked her for her takeaway on everything we know so far.
I'm taking away from this that it is a time that we've had a conversation about this on a global level, beyond kind of the whispers that go on, beyond people telling other people who to avoid. This is a industry-wide problem, and it's a problem beyond the Hollywood industry, and it needs to be discussed, and this issue needs to be reckoned with.
Obviously, his behavior over the years, aggressive and inappropriate, many, many settlements allegedly paid. And is the issue at this point the behavior of a powerful movie mogul, somebody like Harvey Weinstein or Roger Ailes for that matter? Or is it the conspiracy of silence around him, or both?
I actually think it's both. And I also think it's how many people are complicit with this and how many people, enabled him to go on for so long because it benefited them.
Some of the news last night, Matt Damon, Russell Crowe, big stars, helped push back on a story about Weinstein in the New York Times in 2004, helped kill that story. Every time another star comes out about this, there seems to be this conspiracy of silence that you're talking about. Jessica Chastain said she knew all along, and a lot of other people did too, and said nothing. Meryl Streep says she didn't know at all.
Yeah, I mean, I think what's happening now is people in this industry are kind of asking themselves, how have I been a part of it in any way? And really thinking about it in a way they've never had to do before. You know, this is an issue that people are going to struggle with, men and women. I think the men in this industry really need to step up and figure out how this doesn't happen again, how people who are predators now that are still within the industry get removed, how they have to step up. This industry is male-centric, male-powerful industry. This is not on the women. This is not on blaming the women who stood out. This is on the men in power to make this change.
And what do you see here as the root of the cause of the silence? Is it just simple self-interest? Harvey Weinstein was too important, too rich, bankrolled too many movies, and nobody wanted to damage their careers.
I think people were afraid. It's a culture of fear, and they prey on that. And so if you're told, if you say anything, that you're never going to work again, you believe that. Because again, it's about the dynamics of power. Sexual harassment is about power, and we just can't forget that.
What did you make of the news that big stars Matt Damon and Russell Crowe in 2004 helped to kill a story that journalist Sharon Waxman says could have exposed Harvey Weinstein much, much earlier?
I don't have any details on that except from what I've read. And all I can say is that if they did that, shame on them.
Shame on them. But if true, what does that kind of behavior from other powerful people, powerful actors, say to you about the culture around somebody like Harvey Weinstein?
It says that he was able to convince people that it wasn't true. And because we've spent most of our history not believing women, it was able to be done probably pretty easily.
So where does this story need to go for you, Melissa Silverstein, to be, I guess, to be productive in the end?
Well, I think what needs to happen in this industry is that, people who have powerful positions need to step up. And when people see this behavior, they need to be able to call people out on it and not face repercussions. And I also believe that we need to employ more women at all levels of the business, because I think that would help dealing with the fact that everything is dominated by men.
Melissa Silverstein, thank you for being here.
You are welcome.
Melissa Silverstein is founder and publisher of Women in Hollywood and co-founder of the Athena Film Festival.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.